Hello and a very warm welcome back to Season 4 of Creating Opportunities with Emirates NBD. My name's Faris Al-Raggad and in this 8th episode of Season 4, we have something completely different for you. Now throughout Season 4 of Creating Opportunities, where there's an expo story to tell, we'll be here to try and tell it and share it with you. Now this time we're here once again at Expo 2020 Dubai and we're here to celebrate Valentine's Day. But not with flowers, chocolates and a romantic dinner. I'll let our event moderator introduce herself and explain.
Hi everyone, this is Aishwarya Ajit. Welcome to our live stream. I'm a TV presenter and your moderator this evening. So we're going to have a lot of fun together. Now, just to give you a little heads up, we are at the Opportunity Forum at Expo 2020. So you might be able to hear a lot of sounds in the background because it is a busy day out here. Now, the reason we are here today is because of course, Emirates NBD, who have been kind enough to invite us over here for this very special debate. Now, the debate is all about, I guess it's a subject that we've all debated amongst ourselves with our family or friends at some point. It is the debate of love versus money.
And it's an age-old debate. Does money make you happy? Can love survive without money? Can money buy you love? Is love really all you need? These are just some of the questions that we're going to try and answer, and we'll try to answer them by the end of this podcast. Let's see how that goes. First of all, where did the idea for the debate come from? Here's our moderator, Aishwarya, once again.
We decided to do an online poll, and you, our very loyal social media followers, voted on what you think is more important. 30% of you voted for, any guesses? Money. And the other 70% voted for love. So very interesting results over there. So now we decided to take this up another notch and invite today on Valentine's Day two very respected and reputable personalities, very influential personalities from the UAE to come here and debate this topic live. So to my left, we have the lovely Paria Gorashi, who's going to talk to us about money. And to my right, we have Pascal Nakle, who is going to tell us everything about love.
Love versus money, a live stream from Expo 2020. Two guests firmly in their respective corners. It's time to find out what's more important, love or money.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now, without any further ado, let's just get into it, shall we, ladies? Yeah? All right, Paria. Yes. Today on Valentine's Day, can you tell us a little bit about your stance on money and why is it important?
As you said as well, to be able to have the guts to come and represent money over love on this particular day, that just says that I'm thinking
something
outside of the box here. A big element here for me is you have to obviously start with loving yourself and to be able to provide. And I'm here to talk about actually that the view of people perspective over money is maybe it's not the way it should be. So that's why I'm here to talk about that. And that's why I'm sitting on this side today to be able to raise more awareness about that and see how important it is, money and love.
Now, Pascal, you are a clinical psychologist, so this is basically what you do for a living. You deal with people and emotions. Why did you decide to take the topic of love, or why did you decide to champion this topic in today's debate?
First, I want to start by saying that I really like what Paria just said, and I don't want to disappoint people who are listening to us, but we are actually here not just to debate this, but also to help people start thinking from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And what Paria is saying about money being something very important and something that gives us a sense of control, but at the end of the day, everything has to start from the inner work that we start doing, and that's why I choose love, because I work with people so that I can help people start with themselves in terms of acceptance, acknowledgement, confidence, and that will set the way for them to go as far as they want.
What's fascinating here is that there's so much more here than a first glimpse might reveal. What seems to be a simple debate, where sides are easy to take, isn't quite the case. It's much more nuanced argument than that. It seems that love needs money, and money benefits from love. Let's get more on the importance of money, the way we still store value in this modern age.
Now, of course, it's no doubt that, especially in the recent pandemic, that we're almost 2 years into it, and we've all only just started adapting towards it. So my question to you, Paria, is what has the pandemic taught you in terms of money and the importance of financial stability?
For me, as I just said as well, it's very important part of our lives, whether we want or not. Mm-hmm. And I would say that let's just remove the stigma about what actually money is. Because for my understanding is human beings for hundreds and thousands of years have been basically trying to hold on to values and exchange values. And being it from hunters going out there and bring back food and tools and fur to what we call it today, money. Yeah. So it's for me is a store of value. And what pandemic has taught us is actually we should be aware of what we are doing, how we're holding on to our values, and how we can learn more about rewards, exchanges, how to not put all of our eggs in one basket as well. So it has somehow it's been a little bit blessing as well to make us to reset the way we have been thinking, and to be able to give us much more wider view that, hey, I should be thinking, if I love, I have someone that I love and I want to provide, what do I do? I need to take care of them. I need to be able to give them the better future, a better education. And how do I do that? By basically going out there and working, by going out there to be able to provide. And that's something that we normally don't see. When it comes to money, we just say money, but money is a reward here, correct? Mm-hmm. So that's the way I look at it.
So financial stability is key. But Pascal Nachle thinks that there's far more to life than just getting your finances in order.
I think that everything you mentioned is important. There's a very nice saying that I like by a very famous author that says, the most loving person in the room always wins. So people think that the win is always money or something materialistic and external, but it's actually not. And before I, speaking about the pandemic and how it got me thinking, our relationship with ourselves is the most important relationship. And the way I treat myself and I deal with my emotions and my thoughts and my goals and my purpose affects a lot how I go about my relationship with other people. So as Paria is saying, it got her thinking about how we need to take care of ourselves financially and how not to put all our eggs in one basket. The same thing goes regarding taking care of our own self in terms of how I believe in myself, how I go after things that are important for me. And when we're talking about goals and purposes in life and the end result is sometimes money, that is something very additional and that's something very great. But along the way, it's how I go about this success and it's how I go about this goal, how I believe in myself, how forgiving I am with myself when I fail and I need to try again, how disciplined I am, how I committed I am to that goal. So all of these play together and they get me to the most important things that define me as a person.
And so the natural next question is, can money buy you love? What's money without love? Here's our moderator, Aishwarya Ajit, once again.
Paria, do you think we can be happy with just having a lot of money but no real love connections without having people to go back home to share that wealth with?
Absolutely not. And the thing is, unfortunately, we are focusing on something that has been thought from beginning, it's been said to us, and we can see millions of quotes out there that say money cannot buy love and all of that. It's not about money. Money, it's about human beings. Human being can be good. Human being can be bad. Let me just make it even more simpler. For example, a scissor itself. It can create the most beautiful designer gown, but also it can be a deadly weapon. But is it the scissor that is doing that? No, it's the hand that is behind it that is doing that. So for me, I think we should to understand that let's define money, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about that. So if someone becomes greedy, it doesn't mean that the money is doing that to them. It's the personality of the person. But also at the same time, someone else can be blessed and work hard and get and also mm-hmm. pay it mm-hmm. back, create more jobs, helping the community.
Yeah. May I add to what Paria is saying? Yeah. So exactly, because it's important not to be associating money with worthiness. It's exactly. not about when I have more money or when I get more materialistic things or when I'm able to buy this and that, it makes me worthy. And this is why sometimes people, they keep on going after money and it never feels enough and they still never feel worthy or good enough. So the more I work on myself feeling that sense of worthiness and knowing that it's innate and I don't need to be having something materialistic to feel a sense of worthiness,
exactly.
then they become two things going in parallel and not one thing leading to the other.
And also financial stability, especially as a woman and especially as a mother, for me is very, very important, because I am a role model for my daughter, and I have to tell her and I have to show her that in order to become who she wants to become in life, she should not be relying on other people. She
Absolutely.
Should be going out there, work, and she should be understanding that it takes hard work to reach to where you're going to go. And when she does that, what happens is she goes after the real love, the correct love that is actually out there for her, because the values changes.
And the priorities
exactly.
shift. And the reason that, what you're saying is really important, the reason that she will have that drive and that motivation and passion to go after the things that are important for her, it's because she believes that she is deserving of these things. So it has to start from a place of, I believe in myself and I love myself enough to go after the things that are important for me, rather than sit and wait for someone else to give it to me on a
silver plate, as we say. Yeah. Again, another
Absolutely.
Quote.
The thing is, it's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. It's a day when romance and flowers and intimate dinners are the order of the day. Although those Valentine's Day gestures aren't often cheap. So once again, it's a question of balance. But how do you get a real sense of equilibrium between the two? Here's Aishwarya.
Since it is Valentine's Day, I'm very curious to know, when you choose a partner, I guess we can all agree that being financially independent is definitely important, and money does play a crucial role when it comes to independence and just feeling self-secure. But do you think it is important to find a suitable partner who matches your sort of finances? Is that important? Or do we just leave it all to love? Is it important to keep an eye on the wallet as well?
Do you want to start with that? Because yes, I have my opinion on this.
If I kept the wallet in mind, I would have married rich, which is not the case. But what I would like to say, what matters more is to find a partner that shares the same set of values with you. Someone who is ambitious and someone who is driven and someone who wants to learn and is always open to learning, and someone who is not driven by ego is someone who's going to get to many places in their lives, and they are doing it for themselves before doing it for the family or the wife or the kids. Mm-hmm. So that's what matters the most.
The debate's pretty even in terms of who's winning, in inverted commas. So far, it seems that money can't buy you love and that love isn't all you need. However, since we're live streaming over the internet from Expo 2020 Dubai, let's see what our viewers and listeners have to say.
We have questions and comments coming in on our social media through our live stream. You're watching us on Emirates NBD's Facebook and Instagram live stream. So we have Parry.Koram, who wrote to us saying, love. Love doesn't mean only love, which is gender related. Do what you do with love, and money you need for a living will follow. Do you agree with that?
What I would say is, give as much as you can and be very generous in how you give people and how you serve your community and how you share your knowledge and your experience and your love with people, and definitely money will follow. Mm-hmm. That's it for me.
Exactly. Money is a store of value, again, I'm repeating, and it would follow. It's all about your own willingness to be able to go out there.
We have another comment that has come in. Just imagine you could decide to have everything material you want, but being alone on an island in return. Imagine you have all the money in the world, but you have nobody to sort of enjoy your time with. So basically what they're saying is, you know, would you put all your sort of importance towards money, which can buy you all this amazing comfort and conveniences and materialistic things, but you don't have that one person you can sort of go back home and put your, you know, head on their shoulder and sort of cry if you need to? You know, how far can financial benefit and, I guess, all the wonderful things that comes with riches and money take care of you versus that having that loving relationship with
again,
a partner?
Again, it was really nice of it. When the comments come in, you can see a trace of something that we've been taught from young age that is telling us money alone is bad. If you think of money, it means you're egoistic. If it is, it's wrong. What is here, the message here is telling, if you are a lonely person, no matter if you have all the money is in the world or not, it has absolutely nothing. It's your personality as a human being.
Yeah.
You can be, why you should be alone when you have a lot of money? If you're a good person, you go out there and help provide, create, contribute to the society, and you will have friends. Mm. You will have people that is going to love you. But if you are amongst those percentage of people that become greedy when you receive wealth, then better off being alone. Mm. So this, why are we focusing on this small part when we can actually see the bigger picture here?
It's not either or. It's not black or white. It's not having all the money and not have. Why do you want to? Why you can have everything? You can have the relationships if you work hard on the relationships. Yeah. You can have the partnership if you look at a partner, looking at the right things you want in a partner. And you can have the money if you are a dedicated and committed person and disciplined. Mm-hmm. It's not this or that.
Exactly.
It depends. At the end of the day, you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What's my intention? And you start from there. It's not this or that.
So you think there needs to be a steady balance between your love life, your personal relationships with people, and of course your finances?
I think it that part is more important. The rest would follow. Again, I'm standing here for
another comment that's just come by is from Amazing Queen of Smile, and her comment is, money can't buy happiness. Love makes you happy. I mean, if I was to give, I understand I'm the moderator, but I have a little comment. Yes, money might not be able to buy you all the happiness in the world, but let's face it, it can buy you a considerable amount of happiness.
It can buy you some good shoes.
Sizable.
It can buy you some good bags, but
forget about that part. The happiness that money can give you is that you know that you can provide the best life for your loved ones.
Yeah.
That is something that you cannot measure it.
Yeah.
Like if I know that I can give the best opportunity to my daughter as much as I can, I'm not talking about people that sits on the top range of the society. Every single person that is away from their families, in living in different countries, don't see them, but they are working to be able to provide for their families. That is very strong love.
Of course.
And to be able to do that, and that money is helping them. So money is very important.
Money is very important, but it's something that you earn for your loved ones. Love and money, money and love. The two are inextricably linked. But is there an answer? Is one more important than the other? Let's head back to the audience comments one last time.
Some of the other comments that have come in on our social media by the... I'm not going to attempt to read that name. It's a very long name. But he says that when hungry, love won't get you shawarma. I'm not sure. Money will. When you want to take your loved ones out, love is not going to get you there. Money will. Okay, I see where he's going with this. I think my biggest takeaway from this, I mean, you're a successful businesswoman. You are a very renowned clinical psychologist. My takeaway from this entire subject is that I don't think love or money is mutually exclusive. You need both. You need money to survive. And you need love, you know, to survive as well. I think neither of them is something that we can completely neglect. Mm-hmm. And you obviously had some very interesting pointers to share with our audience who are live streaming us on Emirates NBD's Instagram and Facebook page. Ladies, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Pariya, so much.
All the very best with your latest venture.
Thank you so much. And thank you to Emirates NBD for allowing us.
If anybody needs someone to talk to, we have a clinical psychologist right here, Pascal.
Thank you so much for your wise words of wisdom.
I've definitely learned a thing or two from the both of you today.
Thank you so much.
So guys, this was our live stream on Valentine's Day. I almost forgot
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. You know, let's not end on a sour note. This has been a very enriching discussion for sure. It is Valentine's Day, so if you have your loved ones next to you, please enjoy yourself. If you're single like I am, then happy Galentine's Day. Whatever you're doing, stay happy. And hopefully we can do this again next year or sometime, you know, in future.
Yes.
Thank you so much for live streaming on Emirates NBD social media pages. Take care.
Thank you.
And that's another episode in Season 4 of Creating Opportunities, this time live from Expo 2020 Dubai, the Emirates NBD Love versus Money debate, live streamed at the Opportunity Forum at Expo 2020 Dubai on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 2022. Thanks so much to our moderator, Aishwarya Ajit, and of course our guests, entrepreneur and business personality Pariya Gorashi and clinical psychologist Pascal Nakhle. I've been your host, Faris Al-Ranged, and we'll be back soon with more on Emirates NBD's exploits and adventures at the greatest show on earth, Expo 2020 Dubai.